Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. It is Friday, January 7th. We are live again. We are live once again. Those of you that want to tune in or communicate with me through the chat, you are welcome to do so, even though I will be on another screen reading because we are going to go into a different topic. Our last significant podcast, it was Homo rhodesiensis, Inbreeding, and Adam, for those wondering where you came from and how you got here. That was the title of that podcast. Tonight, we're going to go into a very interesting topic, even though we're going to pick up there and from where we left out. But I want to inject this in here, because even with that first show, we kind of got a good understanding of where the evolutionists are coming from, what their thought process is, what has been scientifically discovered, what is being scientifically studied, like that. So we got a clear understanding. And now we're going to inject this, because remember, where it's about the beginning that we're looking at. And a lot of people have this belief and about there being one common ancestor for all humans. And that would be people that believe in evolution, that believe that man evolved from apes and that we all have one common ancestor. Now, so we have a lot of evolutionists in the United States specifically, because a lot of people, they believe in the scientific version of how man became and is here on Earth, like that. So if you believe that we all evolved from one common ancestor, you are an evolutionist, like that. You believe in evolution. And I'm going to read this question, not my question, not my wording. Why is there only one common ancestor to all known life on Earth? Now, for me, when you say all known life on Earth, that includes animals, that includes bacteria, that includes all living species, and there being one common ancestor. Now, we're going to see what the scientists say. We're going to see what the biologists say. We're going to see what people that have studied this says. Now, why has the whole single-cell organism crawling out of a chemical soup and evolving into more complex life thing only seemed to have happened once? Now, that's what it brings my thought to. Those of you that have studied this, you know more about it than I do. You've actually studied it. You've done that type of research, and you're listening, I would think that, okay, wouldn't man would have started, well, humans would have specifically started multiple times and died off? So is the one single ancestor that scientists are talking about when they're talking about evolution and evolution of man, are they speaking of the last, most recent ancestor when man made it to where we are now in evolution, like that? Because if we talk about the beginning, quotation marks, I'm pretty sure that man, quotation marks, humans had many starts and going extinct, or did they? Or starts and not becoming fully human, but then dying and then being extinct. Was there one left, were they becoming extinct and then starting over and gaining traction and eventually becoming human? And from that ancestor, there is the most common ancestor. Okay, now, like, that is what they're meaning? Or are they talking about when humans, based on cell diagnoses and study, when the cells that are more similar to human biology from the very beginning, before they got momentum and became human, Or is that the common ancestor? If you all understand what I'm saying. Or are they counting a common ancestor from, okay, the evolutionary process, it started with this single cell organism. Okay, way back then, the first beginning. Okay, but then those cells didn't construct themselves and grow into humans as we know it today. They died off, they became extinct. They weren't really human. But then man started again and died off, became extinct, and weren't really human. And then they started and they gained momentum, and that's the first ancestor. Or they counted from that point, like that as it relates to evolution. Is that what's happening? That's a question. Now, so we have answers here. And in Allen answers, he studied environmental science and educational research methods at Lifelong Learning. Now, whatever, in the rest of his credentials, he is a PhD in molecular and cellular biology, like that, since 1996. Now, this is what he asks. He states, why is, he's repeating the question here, why is there only one common ancestor to all known life on Earth? Why has the whole single cell organism crawling out of the chemical soup and evolving into more complex life thing only seemed to have happened once? Did it happen once? Are we counting the one, the ancestor for man? Are we counting it from when man took off and evolved into man, and that's the first ancestor that we're counting as the first ancestor? Or are we counting from the beginning when man wasn't really taking off and the organism wasn't evolving into what man looks like and has become today? How far back are we counting? And are we leaving those ancestors out like that? Okay, now, that beginning out for those that believe in evolution and believe that we all came from a common ancestor. Now, so let's sort out the misconceptions in this question for start, Allen states. And you all have to decide based on your own research and studies. The common ancestor of all present life on Earth, known as Luca, was a population of organisms and not a single individual. So this common ancestor wasn't an individual, it was a population of organisms. Luca was not the first life on Earth. It was the ultimate ancestor of all present life on Earth. Okay, that answers my question. Luca was a complex single cell which had evolved from earlier simple life forms. There were probably many microscopic organisms arising from the soup of chemicals on primordial Earth, but only genetic material from Luca has survived in the present organisms of the Earth. All the rest went extinct long ago. Okay, this is answering my question. So, so what he's saying is that they're counting man coming from a single ancestor based on where man was able to gain momentum and become man, not the first life form on Earth that man is also connected to, but went extinct and died off as it relates to evolution and those that believe that man originated from one ancestor. All the rest went extinct long ago. Alan Appleby's answer, does all life on Earth have a single common ancestor, or do different life forms come from different ancestors that evolved to coexist with others? Marine microorganisms, and he leaves a link. Now, so, in July 2016, scientists reported identifying a set of 355 genes from the last universal common ancestor, Luca, of all life, including microorganisms living on Earth. And there's a link. We see the shared genes from the last universal common ancestor, along with the many which have since arisen from mutations right across the whole range of Earth life. Why has the whole single cell organism crawling out of the chemical soup and evolving into more complex life? None of the microbes from abiogenes crawled out of the chemical soup. For billions of years, they floated around in the initially anoxic seawater, just as many microorganisms do today. Science does not have the answer to all the mechanics of abiogenesis yet, but work continues to progress. Okay, so they're still working on that. And the ultimate answer isn't that man came from one ancestor, as people like to, that believe in evolution like to accept it into their own minds like that. Alan Appleby's answer to when life was spontaneously conceived in the time of primordial soup, is it possibly or likely that there were multiple foci? What were likely the earliest forms of life, and how close is science to creating it? Following on from the Miller-Urey experiment, there have been various experiments to try to show how life could have arisen in the anoxic chemical mix of early life. Okay, Alan Appleby's answer to what evidence is there that life could create itself by chance if scientists cannot succeed in creating life in the laboratory. Okay, because people are, I guess, because a lot of people that believe in evolution or they want to believe in evolution, they're needing more proof and they're waiting to see if life did come from a common ancestor, would have been a living organism that survived. Scientists should be able to replicate that in the laboratory like that. Now, you know, so we hope that our explorations of the chemistry and physics behind the emergence of Darwinian evolution will lead to explanations for some of the universal properties of modern cells, as well as explanations of how modern cells arose from their similar ancestors. Okay. And he has all these links of Solstat's lab research, a new chemical tree of the origins of life, reveals our possible molecular evolution. With a specially developed software tool, scientists in Poland and South Korea have traced the potential synthesis routes from the simple precursor molecules, prebiotics present on early Earth, to the complex biomolecules that gave rise to the planet's teeming life today. And he leaves these links. The evolution of multicellular life from single-celled life arose about 3 billion years after abiogenesis during the Ediacaran and the Cambrian eras. Alan Appleby's answer to what explains the explosion of life during the Cambrian period. And he leaves links. The creatures which were neither animals or plants are called rangiomorphs. They first appeared on the ocean floor 575 million years ago, after the last global glaciation, and were among the first of the soft-bodied creatures in the Ediacaran period. This biota survived until 542 million years ago. Then modern animals diversified rapidly in the Cambrian explosion, and most Ediacaran species vanished. Alan Appleby's answer to how would the world function, or what would it look like if evolution was impossible or didn't exist, and he leaves a link. Now, this is for those of you that believe in evolution, that man came from one common ancestor. Now, it may have happened more than, Barry answers, he's a geneticist, and he states, it may have happened more than once. We really don't know for sure, but what we can say is that all the surviving life forms we have today are almost 100 certain to be descended from one just one such incident. So he is stating that all the surviving life form, including the animals, including cellular organisms, including bacteria, all came from this one life form. So he's talking about the beginning, and not only man's ancestral lineage, quotation marks, connection to a single cell organism that man could call us in a most recent ancestor, that man has evolved out of and become what it is today. Do y'all understand the two distinctions here that the scientists and evolutionists are stating happened, but they're not stating concretely that this is happening, has happened. They are stating that the studies are still ongoing, and this is a theory of evolution still. Now, Barry also states, say life happened 5 times for argument's sake. Well, the other 4 versions fizzled out at some point, and only one survived to give rise to the current crop of life forms on Earth. So he's stating, just like I stated in the beginning, did human life or life forms in general, because if we're talking about evolution, it's not about human life per se, it's about the life forms that came before human and may have separated themselves, and then human life forms started to create from cells. Like that. That's what evolution said. And then we have a one common human ancestor that arose from that. But it was through evolution. How we see like apes and then it dying off and then eventually it becoming man. but not quite. So it probably died off and became extinct. Eventually it became upright and it walked, and that is the human ancestor. But there was a life form ancestor before that, that humans are also connected to, that started everything on life. The flowers, the animals, the trees, and humans. Understand what the evolutionists are. That's how I'm getting what they're saying. Now, so we're listening at what they're saying, and then we're trying to see. Now, okay. Now, very interesting. Now, okay, how do we know this? He states, the essential unity of all current living organisms at a very fundamental biochemical level, the same kind of redox reactions powering them, use of proteins, and very much the same amino acids in their proteins, same nucleic acid and protein translation system, all have lipid membranes and so on. This form of life may have had potential competition at the very start, working in some different way, but that competition went extinct either accidentally or through being outcompeted. We don't know for sure. Biochemistry doesn't really leave fossils, and they would in this case be extremely old fossils to boot, but it is a possibility. They're not saying that one common ancestor is an absolute and is word and is exact. They're saying that it's a possibility, and studies are still happening like that. Now, John Light, a neurotherapist, okay, answers also, there are several stories mixed up in this question, and I don't see the answer that untangles them, so I will hop in. The question mixes up beginning of life, quotation marks, with the beginning of complex life. The beginning of life happened about 4.5 billion years ago with the appearance of the first prokaryotes, bacteria, and archaea. The beginning of complex life happened about 2.5 billion years ago with the appearance of first eukaryotes. I can't pronounce this. Okay, now, so that's what I'm speaking of. The beginning, or the beginning of what led to now. But that beginning also helped what led to now, even though there was extinctions along the way. And that beginning was a long time without man. Is the beginning of life in general, all living, breathing organism cells included, that type of life form also. Now, we can trace the first complex life to a creature we call Leka, the last common eukaryotic ancestor. We believe there was only one Leka because the sharpened focus of fast, low-cost DNA analysis shows that every eukaryotic complex life shares essentially the same DNA for all the primary cell functions. Both the nuclear and mitochondrial DNA is essentially the same between the smallest single-cell protists and humans, along with every other eukaryote in between, including plants. When you are looking at tens of millions of critical base pairs, and they're almost all the same, it's easy to believe that there was a single common ancestor. So he's stating that the same single common ancestor beginning for man is the same single common ancestor beginning for all life forms on Earth, plants included. Now, the simplest life is not so easy to trace. Prokaryotes, meaning before a nucleus, are classified as either bacteria or archaea. While they are similar in many respects to each other, there are also functional differences and significant DNA differences. While we sometimes refer to the Leka, meaning last universal common ancestor, we don't know whether it was bacteria or archaea. Because a lot of people like to look at that common ancestor as a human out of Africa, when it was actually a bacteria or a human form such. Not a human like that. You know, they both have about a million base pairs and the several fundamental functional differences. They have different cell walls and different RNA polymerases, for example. Now, but the evolutionists, they believe this as, well, the ones that are not intelligent, they believe it as a human form ancestor like that out of Africa, and not a cellular bacterial form ancestor common ancestor out of Africa. Like that. That shaped what man is now, but was not anything close to a man form, human form, then as a first common ancestor. Now, there is no theory at this time that bacterial variations or archaea or vice versa. They seem to have developed independently, though they have clearly exchanged genes and they both use DNA as we know it. There is a theory that they evolved independently at the very beginning and thus are two independent forms of early life from 4.5 billion years ago. Exactly. If true, then simple life appeared twice within a few million years after the Earth cooled enough to support it, whereas complex life seems to have only appeared once in the 4.5 billion years of the Earth's existence. Exactly. Now, what my thoughts would be regarding this, I'm not saying exactly this is how it happened, because the scientists are saying they aren't even for sure if that's how it happened. These are theories that are still under study. John Van Valkensburg answers and states, the same reason that we will have difficulty rebuilding a technological society if the one we have now fails, all of the easy resources get used up, the good settling areas are used up, and all the available spaces are filled with competitors. Any new life forms would have to deal with all the life already existing and the changes they made to the environment. They die before they really live. Yeah, because I would assume there had to be a lot of extinctions before man was even evolved into anything that could evolve itself close to what we have today as humans. Now, Doug states, it might have happened a bazillion times, but it only succeeded in surging once. Exactly. So that would be what we look at as the common and most recent common ancestor related to humans, like that. But there was, as it relates to the other common ancestor for all life organisms in human forms, plants, animals included, and humans, there was a beginning is what the evolutionists are stating. And those same evolutionists believe in this one common ancestor that man, once it was able to evolve and pass those stages of extinction, that cell was able to. Don't think of the common ancestor as a human. It was a cell thing that evolved. It was multiple things, and then it connected to being a human thing and finally was able to take off, but it was not anything close to a human that man evolved from, like that. The cell wasn't, or what it became as it became, sprouted legs and all of that, like that. Now, so this is what evolutionists believe in the common ancestor. You can't believe that there was a common ancestor and it was just a human and then man came from that, like that. No, it would have been a thing that didn't look anything human-like that man would have eventually evolved into, and that's what we have today, like that. Now, the evidence for this is fairly strong, Max Peterson. The evidence for this is fairly strong that there is a single original life form that then led to all the others that now exist. Yes, there could have been failed attempts that disappeared before leaving much trace. 4 billion years is a long time, and simple life forms will break down quite easily. Yeah, I think in science shows that for most cases, life became multicellular before crawling out of the primordial soup, or at least multicellular organisms have occurred in water first, then crawled out, other words, ended up on land. Yeah, man, it wasn't a single organism or single ancestor that looked like a human man. It would have came from all types of creations that did not appear human-like, period. Which that is based on evolution, those of you that believe in that, that would have been man's first beginning, that had no type of, visual resemblance to human. Now, even if we look at that most recent ancestor that man came from, where man was able to survive and evolve into humans, that thing, common ancestor, had no physical resemblance to humans today. It's not it was a man in Africa, a woman in Africa, the way the people that want to believe that story, and you out, they also have to be believers of evolution, want to believe it and accept it as being like that. It that's not that way, like that. It would be some type of thing. Now, the multicellular organism appears to have formed around 25 different times, leading to different branches on the tree of life, and these have since then become various forms of life, from fungi, which there are single and multicellular forms of single cell ones, would be some forms of mold and yeast, green plants formed from lumps of algae and eventually forming distinctly different cells to form the stem of trees, and such others became fish that became reptiles and eventually mammals like us humans. Exactly. Now, Roger Bliss states, it may have happened many times, but every time after the first, the organism immediately got eaten by some other organism so it could not get established, and it is more likely to happen in an anaerobic environment. Now, Lyle McKinley states, first of all, it is not known that there is only one common ancestor. There may have been many. One thing we do know is that symbiosis is possible among molecular creatures and has happened multiple times. The reason it seems to have only happened once is that these creatures all evolved at a close to equivalent rate when the creatures were ready for the advantages sharing can bring. Once they started advancing faster because of it, they ate up all the competition. That appears to have been the fate of the first species of multicellular creatures that appeared in the Ediacaran. They simply disappeared in favor of their more advanced cousins. So they go on and on, very people answering this. So what we can say as it relates to people that believe in evolution and the scientists that are studying this and biologists and things like that, is that there were at least two common ancestors for man. Okay, now, because that would have been from the beginning that all life forms share plants, animals, fungi, cells, molecules, everything. Now, and then it would have been that beginning, and then it would have been the most recent common ancestor that man came from, humans specifically, that and the humans evolved into humans from that cell, whatever it was, stuff, creature, like that. And that came out of Africa, is what we can say, as it relates to, is what scientists can say, or can they say many life forms, many common ancestors, and then this last common ancestor was the thing, creature, was the most human-like and came from these other creatures, things, but most resembled humans physically, and men have evolved into the humans that we see today from that one. So that, with me not being a scientist and having these questions, imagine how the scientists, as they stated, has not stated this is an absolute, that man comes from one common ancestor. Because it brings more questions like that. And the evolutionist that, well, you would believe in evolution if you believe that man came from one common ancestor. So that would be it. So we're going to pick up with this also in the future, you know, because, and we're not stating, my listeners, my viewers, myself, that we're of this belief, but we're stating that we are listening to this belief and where this information is coming from, the studies that have been done and where they are in these studies and what I'm getting from it. And is there is no absolute. They're not saying that was an absolute, that man has come from one common ancestor. And it's most definitely not the common ancestor in which the way that evolutionists want to believe like that, you know, is not that type of common ancestor. Okay, everyone, until next time, that's my take on it. If you have anything new to add, send it to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Subject line, common ancestor, most recent common ancestor, so that we can know that you're giving your research studies, what you study, what you know, and this is the topic that you're wanting to have your input added on into. Okay, everyone, until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.